kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at TVAcreditUnion.com. Become a member like we have here on 3 and Out. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out. It's the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. There's branches all over. They've been helping their members for 86 years. TVAcreditUnion.com for all the details. Houston, you got cut off a bit, but you said you had some optimism for us.
I do.
Start hour two.
Yeah. College football expert Phil Steele has released his betting lines for Tennessee's season.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't know why that'd be optimistic. They're just lines of the games. Let's hear them.
I don't have them pulled up.
Oh, you don't?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know we were going to leave with that.
You said you had optimism. It's optimism.
Yeah, I was just going to say they're pretty good.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
Like you can make a lot of money on them?
Yeah.
Well, would that mean they're bad?
What, Davey?
If you say a line is good, does that mean it's set correctly or that...
It's heavily in Tennessee's favor for some of the bigger marquee matchups, which I wouldn't say set correctly.
But wouldn't you... But don't I want to bet on Tennessee? So I actually would kind of want Tennessee to be underrated, I feel like. So if the lines are good, it's like Will said, if you bet against Tennessee, then you're kind of torn because Tennessee wins, you lose money. Tennessee loses, you win money.
I feel like
you can't get a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. If I bet on a game that Tennessee was playing in and I bet against Tennessee, I would find myself rooting more for my money than I would for my school, which would then create an inner conflict in my head.
That's why you find the amount of money you would be willing to pay to secure the victory. Whatever that number is, that's what you bet. So you're buying the win.
I would rather just buy tickets to the game.
That's a waste of money.
Yeah. There's no way to get your money out of that.
Yeah, you could. That if you do that, you spend a lot of money and you could still lose and be miserable.
This, making a lot of sense.
This way, if you lose and you're sad, you have money. If Tennessee wins, you lost the money, but it was worth it.
Is that safe to have money right as you lose and you're sad and erratic?
It helps. It's something. It's a, you know.
It's fair.
Parting gift.
It's fair.
Phil Steele, college football expert. Has he been, like, one of the most accurate in the last 10 years or so? I feel like he's been pretty close, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, here are the lines.
Okay.
Tennessee favored by 24 against Charlotte. 10-point underdogs at Oklahoma.
10 points. All right.
No line versus Furman. Furman. Usually that's because the line would be ridiculous.
Well, they're FCS, so that's why there's no line.
He has the Florida game as a pick 'em.
Florida and Georgia?
You know that's not what I'm talking about. No, Tennessee. Hosting Florida, pick 'em.
A pick 'em? We're not even going to have home crowd advantage.
Maybe that's a good thing. No nerves. Tennessee, a 21-point favorite versus Missouri. A pick 'em at South Carolina. That one surprised me. Tennessee is a 10-point underdog against Alabama. 10-point favorite at Arkansas, 7-point favorite against Kentucky, 10-point underdog at Georgia, 21-point favorite against Troy, and 17-point favorite at Vanderbilt. I just like that you're no more than a 10-point underdog in any game, and you're only an underdog in three games.
I feel like pick 'em with Florida?
That's what I said. Pick 'em.
What are they ranked?
He has to be assuming Harrison Bailey's taking over for that, right? Like, I'm going to be dead serious. Like, I'm like, all right, well, let's see how JG's done in games against, you know, your big in-state or in-division rivals in the East. Against Florida in 18, he threw for 168 yards. We got beat 47-21. Against Georgia the same year, threw for 143 yards. Got beat 38-12. Florida last year threw for 107 yards. Got beat 34-3. He did play in the Georgia game last year. He threw five passes. He completed one of those for 14 yards. Maurer obviously took over a big chunk of that. But, yeah, so JG's closest he's ever been to beating Florida or Georgia's 26 points. I don't think he's improved that much from last year.
You know that
there's,
it's not like all the quarterbacks, right?
It's not, but I think you got to have a good quarterback to be able to reduce that by 26. To where we're saying it's a pick 'em against Florida.
Florida's 7th in the S&P rankings. We're 19th. Home field just makes those
okay,
even.
Okay, he's now. I will throw this to you. Do you think that the line being set as a pick 'em is accurate?
Yes, because we will either win or lose. It's perfect.
Some Butch Jones math right there.
What? We're either going to win or we're going to lose?
That's basically like saying it's a 50-50 ball. When, in fact, it's not a 50-50 ball.
It's a 50-50 game. We're going to win or we're going to lose. Can't tie.
That's exactly what it's like. That's exactly it.
I'm just not sold on Florida. Why is that so hard? Why?
I don't know. I'm just looking at the last two decades.
No, I think we can beat Florida. I just a line being a pick'em just makes no sense to me.
He's trying to get all the Florida money.
I think he just wanted Tennessee clicks.
He got them.
No, this wasn't a. He didn't he post like someone. Someone else posted this.
Someone stole it and ripped it off.
Regardless of what he posted, he was going to get Tennessee clicks. If he would have said they're a 20-point favorite, he would have gotten Tennessee clicks. Like I feel like, we're the one fan base that gives people clicks, regardless of how they talk about us. Just when we see our name, we see our name.
If you're running the new Tennessee Sportsbook, and you got to make money, you're brand new. So you really want bets on both sides. You want Tennessee bets, Florida bets, much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
What do you set the Tennessee-Florida line at?
This. It's perfect. Florida fans are going to hammer Florida. Tennessee fans are probably going to hammer Florida. And if Tennessee wins, I'm rich.
And if they
you're
don't?
Out of business.
It's a balancing act. You know, you set some other games that, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
All right.
It's not the only game on my book. You think I'm an idiot if I'm a first-year sports book? I have one game that week? What, am I an idiot?
Aren't you the... Not to call you a hypocrite, but didn't at one point you said you're not going to bet on Tennessee to beat Florida ever again until they do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't bet. I'm just setting the line.
Touche.
Your argument wasn't even sensical.
I don't think you're getting even money, though, with a pick 'em line. You just said everyone's going to bet on Florida.
All right. I'll rephrase the question.
Tennessee's
going to
win.
What do you think Vegas will set the line at?
4.5. I don't know why y'all. I bet on Florida every year. You know this. Like what?
Yeah, but that's different than saying like, all right, yeah, we're gonna set this line as a pick 'em for a team that we just never seem to get over the hump.
No, it's good for me. It's good for me as someone who bets on Florida because now I get even money.
They're returning a lot of their offensive firepower.
Are they? I don't think that's right.
They got the nation's best tight end coming back. They're returning a really good quarterback. I think they get 2 or 3 wide receivers back.
I don't remember any of their wide receivers being like all world.
I
could be wrong on the receiver.
Tyree Cleveland and Freddie Swain are both gone. I don't remember. Van Jefferson's gone. Yeah, they lost their top 3 receivers. Kyle Pitts is back. That's the tight end you're talking about.
You're so scared of him.
He's a monster. I can't believe they don't throw it to him like every other play. When they went away from him against LSU's when they start getting beat.
Yeah, what is that? Did they lose 4 of their top 5 receivers?
What week do we play them in technical college football terms?
4.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their defense, that's the thing. Those two guys on defense, when they were out, they had trouble, like, you know.
Grenard and
beating South Carolina. When they were in, they were toe-to-toe with LSU.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big, big difference.
I didn't set the line. I don't know why y'all are mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I was just asking questions.
I just thought it was a reason for optimism, and then you guys were like, I don't know, you really said it lately? It's optimism, too, so I'm just trying to be optimistic.
I said it yesterday. I think Florida, from a talent standpoint, is I mean, I don't think their talent's sixth in the country.
No, their schedule's just number one.
Their schedule's easy, and Dan Mullen has kind of proven that he can take the 3.5-star player and make them pretty good across the board, pretty solid. And they've, you know, and then they've got a few studs. The FBI has it a 75% chance Florida wins the game.
Okay.
Of course, we've decided we're not, you know, that it's terrible.
Yeah, we canceled the FBI.
Because it overrates Tennessee. No. Yeah. It overrated them before. It overrated Butch Jones, Tennessee, and it's underrating Jeremy Pruitt's Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
It also had LSU as the third best team in the country last year after they won the national championship.
Yeah.
So
I want to tweak the formula a little bit there.
So the FBI is canceled?
Canceled.
Yes.
Yeah, we're out. We're out on the FBI.
I was thinking.
It should sign the petition.
They returned Trayvon Grimes and Kadarius Toney, even though they weren't the top two of three.
Okay.
That's who I was thinking of. Jacob Copeland. Y'all remember that name. We'll get to see him this year.
Did you know Trevin Grimes' name before you just read it?
I did, because he was the Ohio State transfer a couple of years ago. And that's why I remember him making headlines, because he wasn't a 5-star, but I think he was a top 50 player.
They did get that running back, too. The Miami transfer 5-star guy. I think he just got cleared.
Oh, great. Great. Mm-hmm. Should be fun.
Man, I thought this would be a fun segment. You guys stink.
We're still going to win.
It's the only game that matters. I've said that. Everything else just falls into place if you beat Florida.
Might be the first game of the season.
Because even if you – let's say it's a traditional schedule. Like, I mean, you have to beat Charlotte. Even if you lose to Oklahoma, you bounce back and beat Florida. Everything's still on the SEC table, ready to go. There's no non-conference games. You start the season beating Florida. I mean, come on.
Driver's seat.
Florida's schedule is the easiest, so you already have the win and the tie break. And Georgia's got to play Alabama just like you do. And they've got Auburn, whereas we have Arkansas.
See you in Atlanta.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, glad that we've capped the season.
If you beat Florida and don't make it to Atlanta, you got problems. I want to hear about some of the other lines when we come back. Actually, let's go to the phone lines first and grab Philly. We'll double this up. Philly, what's up? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Philly.
It's nice hearing Davey and Bear Bryant arguing yesterday about Rat Boy. Mm-hmm.
Did you get what you wanted, Philly?
Oh, yeah.
Did it deliver?
Well, neither one of them going to change their opinion, so, you know. It's kind of like me and JG, you know.
That's probably the furthest you got into a call without dunking on Garantano. That's pretty good.
Yeah, 14 and a half seconds.
Guys, all honesty, what's going to happen first? Gitmo becomes a good quarterback, or we're going to beat Florida?
They're going to happen at the same time.
You know, you're talking about transfer to Florida. Florida's got several transfers on their roster that are more highly recruited players from other schools, so that skews your recruiting rankings too.
Yeah, it does. Like I mentioned, the running back transfer, I believe it's from Miami, former 5-star. Mm-hmm. They've got the 5-star linebacker transfer from Georgia who had to sit out last year. Yeah, they got a couple guys. But Tennessee's got we got Cade Mace too. And D'Angelo Gibbs will be eligible this year, so I don't know. Feels about even.
Are they going to put Cade Mace beside Trey Smith, or are they going to put him on the other side?
No idea. I'm fascinated to see what they do with the offensive line. Like, obviously, Trey Smith has played guard. He's played a little bit of tackle. Do they move him to tackle this year and slide one of the sophomores inside, give him a little bit of relief, or do they just stack Cade Mays over there next to him? I don't know. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, if you put them side by side, they're probably the best combination since Antoine Davis and Charles McCray at Tennessee.
I mean, yeah, that's a little bit before my time. I'd have to go back and look at, like, your, you know, as far as your best sides of the offensive line of all time. I mean, I know we've had some really good tackles and really good guards, but you stack those two guys side by side, that's tough.
Yeah, I think both of them were, I think they're both the first rounders in the NFL, and there's potential both Trey Smith and Cade Mays could be first round draft choices if they have great years.
Is Cade, will he be a sophomore, Philly, or a junior?
Junior.
Okay. Yeah. It's possible.
So is the transfer got through yet? Nate talk about it. I mean, is NCOMC just still going on over there?
Sounds like it.
They're just thorough.
Thorough?
I'm just saying, they got Solomon. It was, last minute, but they got him.
What if Plavsic was, the best player on the team last year, and we had been without him because they couldn't file stuff on time? Couldn't use the fax machine.
Well, that was that, what's the guy's name? The AD there? He hated us anyway.
No, the Arizona State problem.
Yeah.
Well, Plavsic wasn't the best player on the team last year, but I do think if he had played a little bit earlier, he would have helped us more because he is 5 pounds to waste, and that's what he needs to learn to do.
Well, there's that, but I'm just – if we're just trying to grade the compliance department on getting guys eligible, that was a failure, right? It doesn't matter. I'm trying to just grade them regardless of, results later on the court. They need to get player. If he's going to be eligible at some point during the season, they should have had him eligible to start the season. They failed. They lost. They were 0-1.
That's not necessarily their fault, though. Necessarily.
Right.
Sometimes those things just take time.
It's kind of like getting a box score from a game and not being able to watch it. We lost that one, but we don't know why. The refs just completely or did we get injured? Factors unknown.
What's so frustrating is other schools getting people in makes you scratch your head, and we're still waiting on they're not Euros is going. There's other players from other schools getting in, and you kind of say, what's going on there?
Yeah. Well, it seems like quarterbacks just get in no matter what, which, I don't know. It's weird.
Except Hill. He had to sit out last year.
What's the latest on high school football? Have y'all heard anything on that?
They posted some, practice rules yesterday. I clicked on them, but they didn't – they still can't do anything, really. I mean, they can't even hit a pad if a coach is holding it because they'd be too close together.
Hmm.
So I think they're still waiting on Governor Lee to let them know.
Nah, dude, Oakley's going to save us with that new visor for the mouth.
I'm sure it's cheap.
I bet it's not that expensive. They're going to sell one to every football player in America. They're going to make tons of money.
Yeah.
Did you see that yesterday, Philly? The Oakley official face mask cover that's inside the face mask?
I heard about it. I didn't see it. But
it's practical.
Just wear a hockey helmet. It'll be good. Okay. Like the kids one. That's
basically what it is.
Davey, what's the best chance? Bacaro's, he can go to Kentucky, Duke, or Tennessee.
Wait, Philly, can you say that name one more time?
Banchero.
Oh, Banchero.
Oh, Paolo. Or Paolo.
And I honestly, I don't have an answer for you right now. It's... Ever since all this stuff has happened, I think it's kind of changed things, made people really reevaluate what they want to do. So I got nothing for you right now. I'll try to do some more digging.
Oh.
Philly, didn't Banchero say he really wanted to play with
Kenny Chandler?
Yeah.
He did. I guess is he the key to Tennessee's recruiting class? I mean, you got to get him first, and then everything else will fall in line.
Kind of feels that way. And I don't remember who it was yesterday, but somebody nationally put in their official prediction that Kennedy Chandler would sign with Tennessee.
Mm. I mean, if we're going against Kentucky and Duke for him, I don't know. I mean, it just depends how bad Kentucky and Duke want him. Because we want him bad.
9953, Kennedy Chandler.
Is Russell going to be out again today?
Yeah, I think, Dave, you're on the drive again today, right?
No, I'm on Wednesday and Thursday. Oh. I think Cam's setting him today.
But, yeah, I think this is his summer vacation week, Philly.
Huh. I thought he already had about 4 or 5 vacations.
Nah, dude. Maybe.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Did you see that cloud picture he took yesterday, Independence Day, the aliens were going to abduct Russell?
Oh, yeah, that was scary.
Yeah. Was that the beach?
Was that
yeah,
it was yesterday.
So.
Storm rolling in.
Oh, man, yeah.
But he took a panorama of it, so it looked pretty neat.
That looks like, have you guys seen the new Godzilla, King of the Monsters?
Mm-mm. No.
That looks like the three-headed dragon.
I did see that, actually.
It's so powerful that it creates a storm everywhere it flies, and that's what it looks like.
Nice.
Philly, if you're still listening, so as far as it relates to Paolo Banchero, like I initially thought he'd come out this way and choose either Kentucky or Duke, but I do think with things starting to be the way they are with the coronavirus, just a lot of uncertainty, I think he's going to stay closer to home, and I think he'll end up going to play at Washington.
All right.
Unless things change drastically.
There's Davey's official prediction.
Big breakdown. The crystal ball is in. The Davey cast.
Davey cast.
You heard it here first. Stick with us. We'll come back with more. Hour two, three and out.
The world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well,
welcome back into the Fan Run Studios. Gonna get to some other lines of Tennessee's football season coming up. A pick 'em against Florida.
And South Carolina.
Yeah.
Big home.
Makes sense.
Big home field advantage guy. South Carolina's already said they're not putting anybody in the stands. Maybe 18,000?
Those two teams are very comparable.
Florida and South Carolina?
Yeah, definitely.
It was pretty close last year until late.
South Carolina beat Georgia. So
it's our only big win.
Gamecocks are dangerous.
We beat them by 20.
We're hot. Let's go back to the phone lines. 865-546-8200 if you want to join the program. We got T-Cart. What's up, T?
Hey, guys. Hey, I work for Luxottica. There is no way those jokers are not going to be making money off of this Oakley deal. I mean, they come up with things left and right. I mean, the first, like, two weeks into this, Oakley sent us those coverings for our eyes, like the actual, like,
PPE
gaskets and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, they're making, I mean, they came out with a new line of PPE the first 2 weeks. Clever. So they're like, yes, they love it. So anyway.
Just eating it up. I went to see if there was still Washington Redskins gear available at like one of the, like, the NFL shop or something. And the first like four results were all Redskins mask. I was like, people are just making money off the COVID.
Dude, always. Quickly on when it comes to mask, I was talking to I'm sending my kids to a school. You guys know what school it is. Anyway, they're gonna make the 5-year-olds in kindergarten wear masks. And I called the principal and I said, What's up with this? What, a 5-year-old wearing a mask? We know they're not. And basically, he said his hands are tied due to the legalities of it. Basically, if a kid gets COVID and they didn't make the kids wear masks, the lawyers came in and basically said parent could sue and they would win because you didn't follow the health department of Tennessee's mandates or recommendations. So all I'm seeing here with all this stuff is it's everybody just doesn't want to get sued out of their minds with this COVID. It's crazy to me. Like it's just all legal. It's not health. It's just to save rear ends and to save money. No, I get it, but I don't know. I'm just frustrated with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's annoying. I mean, especially when kids are much. I mean, I don't even think anybody disputes that kids die from the flu more than they die from COVID. It's just a fact.
That's the frustrating part. Is, you know, he was on my side of not wanting the kids to wear masks. But when the lawyers come in and say someone could sue you and take the school for everything it's worth, what are you going to do? So, on the lines, I'm telling you what, guys, I think Dan Mullen's a better coach than we gave him credit for. I honestly think that he's going to come in and beat us by 30 or 40 again, unless something drastically changes.
30
with our
or
offense.
40, T-Carp?
Dude,
30 or 40?
Yes. I mean, I could see you cabinet it at 30, but even I'm not willing to go to the 40 route.
40?
unless something drastically changes with our offense.
All right.
I do not have much confidence in our ability to sustain drives, especially with low practice, like the no practice that we've had. You know, unless JG comes out and he's been just changed, but our ability to sustain drives has not been there, at all, and they know it, and they're going to stack the box like they always do, and they're going to run man-to-man corners like they always do and say, JG, you're going to have to fit it in tight windows, which we know he can't do, and it's going to be bad. That's just my opinion on it. Anyway, y'all be good. Have a good one.
Optimism Tuesday.
30 or 40.
I'd say
10 or 20. I
see a possibility where there's a chance it gets up to 30, but I won't even go to 40, and we kind of know where I lie on this.
If Tennessee's offense doesn't even get to play, if you just played a game where Florida plays offense the whole game, I would hope we didn't lose 40 to nothing. Like, we can't.
That's basically what happened last year, was 34-3.
Yep. JG threw for 107 yards.
See, that's as bad as it can be, and it was only 30.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's no way.
No way it's 40.
Yeah,
come
on.
We'll probably lose 39 now. We said 37. It'll be 37.
I know that score was bad. We were in that game for the first half until they scored right before halftime.
I mean,
we stoinked one right
off our receiver's helmet for a pick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we shot ourselves in the foot. We were still – it was like –
insert 2001 through 2019, take out 2004 and 2016. Yeah.
I had the Wendy's that I was watching the game at turned up for the first half, and then they scored that touchdown and we all dipped.
But I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, there seems to always be that one thing that just goes against us in a Florida game, and so people want to say, it's a fluke, but I'm like, is it a fluke if it happens every year?
Mm.
I mean, hell, it even happened in 2016. We were down 21-3 at halftime. We just happened to have a miraculous second half, and the fact that they had a bad quarterback for once, and Austin Appleby, we're at least able to somewhat take advantage of that whenever Butch just stepped aside and your players were actually better. Yeah, Houston's like, no lies detected.
I just don't like the pessimism.
I mean, at some point, the worm's going to turn, though, and I think there's a good chance it does this year.
Decade of the Falls.
You know, a football's oval. It has to bounce in certain directions, and I think this year it's going to bounce our way.
The ball bounces our way? 8-4, 9-3, 10-2, the ball bounces our right way.
Look at Georgia State and look at South Carolina. Balls bounce in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
34-3. Yeah, it was 7-0 at the end of the first quarter, and it was 10-0 going into halftime until they hit. Did they hit Pitts right before the break? Do you remember? Remember who scored that touchdown?
No, I don't remember. I mean, it should have been 10-7, right?
Yeah, easily. Yeah, man. LaMichael Pirine had a 1-yard run as time expired in the first half to make it 17-0. And then they scored another 17 points in the second half.
It was a fun voluntary reaction. Ugh.
I think I turned this game off.
Really?
Late in the fourth.
You didn't want to see JG come back in?
I think that's exactly why I turned it off.
Yeah,
he came back in.
Maurer had the one drive where we actually got points.
To start the second half. That's right. And then they put JG back in, and I think I was out.
Yeah, I was hoping for another Butch Jones Florida comeback.
I can't mute this. It's mute, and I can't mute it. I don't know what to do. It's not funny. You saw me hit mute on the computer, and it didn't do anything.
I found it funny.
Well, win some, lose some. Now I pulled up my sound box, and it's not giving me anything.
Mm. I mean, Florida... I was kind of surprised that, I guess, looking back on it, you kept it as close as you did in the first half. Just, I mean, whenever you watch, they had, a five-play drive, just went right down the field on the first drive and scored a touchdown.
Yeah. I just want to get a stop on Florida's first drive and a first down on our first drive. Is that too much to ask? It doesn't matter the order. If we get the ball first, I just want a first down. On a first down,
you guys,
on our drive. And I want to stop on theirs.
Here's Tennessee's drives from that game. First drive, 6 plays, 31 yards, punt. Second drive, 5 plays, 16 yards, interception.
It's because we got a personal foul penalty that was bogus on
next,
the first one.
Next drive, 7 plays, 11 yards, another interception. Next drive, 3 plays, negative 2 yards, punt. Next drive, 3 plays, 2 yards, punt.
Yeah.
That's the first half.
Are you happy?
Middle part of the
not
game.
Not really.
Sponsored by 3 and out.
I think we had more turnovers than punts. Double check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We have 4 turnovers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no. 5 punts, 4 turnovers. And then one drive ended with a field goal.
We had 4 drives.
I feel like that's the Plavsic stat of football.
Like,
more punts than turnovers.
We did
success.
Have a, to end the game, we had 5 plays, 27 yards, but then the game just ended.
Make it end in a kick, right? We had 4 drives of exactly 3 plays.
Like you said, we sponsored the show. Or sponsored the game.
I hate you both so much.
These are just facts. It's not. This isn't commentary.
Yeah, it's your demeanor.
This
about
is what
the whole
happened.
Is that you guys are like giggling over. And smirking and oh my god, 3 drives.
Did you like the 34-3 loss better or the ones where they ripped our guts out with Hail Marys and Callaway down the sideline? I think I kind of enjoyed
the Hail Mary. Actually, didn't hurt me that bad.
Really?
I was just kind of like,
come back. Like, we were gonna send that overtime. We
I
had
cried.
All the momentum. Will cried.
I cried.
You cried.
I cried. I was also a sophomore in high school, so I was a little bit more emotional.
Man, I was
I
so
wanted
out
a cigarette,
on,
and I don't even smoke.
I was so out on that season. It almost felt perfect. Like John Kelly had a great game.
We were undefeated.
Yeah, but
we were. You're not wrong.
You remember the Georgia Tech game, right?
That's when I felt sick after. Especially when Bear spilled that 44-ouncer in the carpet here. I had to help him clean it up.
I remember I got to stay up past my bedtime for that game.
No, the Callaway down the sideline was the worst.
How old were we, like 15?
That was the worst gut punch.
You had a bedtime at 15?
Not by my parents, but by myself because I need to keep myself on a strict.
So you let yourself stay up.
That was a school.
It was
night.
A Monday night.
It was.
It was that Labor Day game, I think.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Is it Labor Day that comes?
Yeah. Like, you're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Should have even asked. Just went with it. We would have corrected you.
I figured. It's my favorite holiday.
You're right. We had scored 42 points in each of the first two games. Then
we
scored 20. 42-41 in 2 overtimes against Georgia Tech. 42-7 against Indiana State. Then we came back after the Florida. We rebounded nicely with that win over UMass.
You say that, but if we had won the Florida game, people would have been like, Butch Jones is crazy, but man, we win all these close ones. Because the year before,
we would have been 5-0 going to play Georgia. They didn't get beat 41-0.
We lost 7 of our last 8.
And then it would have occurred to John Curry that maybe he needs to fire this guy. Actually, that's what happened in real life.
No, that's
so we
a
had
good
to buy
point.
Afterwards, and we're like, he's not going to fire him.
No,
he should fire him.
He said or texted, came out, or a text came out or whatever. Man, maybe that was my.
See, I thought
that
the text
was really close to John Curry.
I thought the text
came out afterwards.
And he still didn't want to fire him.
No, he didn't want to fire him until Missouri,
I think. He didn't want to. But the thought, the thing that shocked me is the thought had not crossed his mind.
Even after Georgia.
Until we lost to Georgia. That's the first time the thought even crossed his mind that at some point,
but it
even
wasn't
at the end
his
of the
own
season,
thought. It was when that's when a lot of the donors were texting him and saying, "This was the most embarrassed I've ever been walking out of this stadium."
Yeah,
and he was like, "Really? Oh, I should get new paint for it. That would make you less embarrassed,
right?
We'll get some field level club seats. That'll make you feel less embarrassed." Yeah, that was a good day. First play, you remember it? Five wide. With, and I remember I was sitting there in the stadium. And I'm just like, we're going 5 wide with Quentin Dormady.
It technically hit the ground.
Yeah, it did. I don't think he caught it, but inconclusive. We went 5 wide and threw an out route to the widest on the 3 side.
Mm-hmm.
blows my mind. That's crazy.
Some of the play calls.
Larry Scott.
Even with Jeremy Pruitt's crew, maybe more so the Tyson Helton year, but some of the play calls that we've made when we've had, like, you know, months to be like, this is the play we're going with. First play right here. Or a week.
Here's our plan.
Here's the plan.
Didn't we have a bye week before Georgia that year?
No, we didn't. It was after because we're like, oh, maybe he'll make that move and fire him since he has a bye week, and you just got obliterated.
What was the throw supposed to be on Pruitt's first ever call, the West Virginia game? When
bubble screen.
When we didn't block the USC transfer nose tackle for West Virginia, and he just killed JD.
Bubble screen.
Was it a bubble screen?
I mean, it was a.
Was it? It was coming back. It was like a rocket. Though,
underneath. Yeah.
Yeah. Bubbles.
Tunnel screen. Well, I don't know. Was he coming back? I really don't remember.
I don't even think he moved. Like, I think he just took one step back. And
I don't know if you could tell.
Yeah, we really didn't get a chance to let the play develop.
I just remember the ball flying backwards.
Well, that was right in front of us. You remember that? We were like, first play of the season. So we got a new
Pruitt era.
No more Butch Jones. Thank God.
We did
it. Let's see what we do.
It felt like the
he was the,
it was like giving
the
birth.
Nose tackle was not touched.
Well, Brandon Kennedy hurt his knee. Or his ankle. Was it his ankle? The best plays he had was when he got beat so bad that the guy overran the quarterback.
You remember Disgruntled Vol getting back on the bus? He had played like D2 what offensive line or whatever. He's like, we can't even get in the way. I could get in the way.
Just fall over.
I can let these guys knock me out of the way.
At least get run over.
Or make him jump over you.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? It was a unique name.
The
nose tackle. Oh, the transfer. It was a... it'll come to me here in a minute.
Will Greer did seem elite in that game.
I mean, he's pretty elite in college. I don't know.
He's a good player.
Well, I was just kind of going back. Actually, you mentioned Disgruntled Vol, and he actually tweeted out last night, I think, about Cody, because Cody went around asking every West Virginia fan saw,
is Will Greer elite?
And he was.
He actually even missed a few open receivers. He only threw for 429 and 5 touchdowns. Good Lord.
I don't want to look at his half stats, but I feel like the first half, I was like, all right, he's not that good. I was like, we got this.
That's the thing about Big 12 teams, though. Like, you rein them in for three quarters, you're okay, and then, holy.
The team at least had confidence. Not our team, West Virginia.
Need to stay on the field. I was trying to find this defender's name for you.
God, they ran like 4 2-point conversions against Texas and got them every time.
We'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. Final segment.
This is a good time.
I'm having fun.
Me too, man. Just so much fun. So good.
Yeah, I don't know which guy this was. I guess I can find final segment, hour two. Kenny Bigelow.
Bigelow.
He's got both hands on the ground. He's straddling the football.
Stop. Shh.
And we don't touch him somehow. It's incredible. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Matt up next. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in. Matt, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Morning, Matt.
We're just torturing Houston.
I know, man. Well, I was calling in because you guys were torturing Butch Jones, man. You know I'm calling in on a good old-fashioned Butch Jones torturing.
A little Butch roast.
I'll tell you, man. I think this whole JG thing with him starting, it's just like this. I mean, I just want to be done with that era. I don't care if he's actually good. I just don't want to see him. Is that bad?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad. See where I'm coming from?
I get it.
I actually do see it. Because I'm watching this play, which was in no way JG's fault. Like, he had nothing to do with this being a bad play. Zero. I even think it was an RPO, and he made the right read. It wasn't his fault at all, and I still just – I don't know what else you can do but laugh at it.
Yeah. We were sitting there up in the same end zone. We were up was that north end zone maybe? I can't remember. We were looking down, me and my wife. And yeah, after that play – it was just like, are you kidding? Was that the first play of the game?
Yeah.
I mean, West Virginia hadn't even had the ball.
There was a kickoff that...
it was a touchback.
There's 15 minutes on the clock, first quarter, when that play starts.
Pruitt era.
And it was almost worse that we recovered the fumble, because that meant we had to watch our offense more now, second and 20. It would have been better if West Virginia just gotten it and gone in and scored
I mean, it
so
makes
we could reset.
Cringe. it makes me cringe right now. Like, that's how, like, how many times have we cringed over the last, like, 10 years? I still, like, and I even think about that, and it just makes me think of all, like, I just have this, like, blip in my head of all these, like, turnover trash can, for example. Like, just all these things that were just like, what in the F, man, are you guys
a little orange
literally
dog.
Thinking?
Remember Dooley's orange dog?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I mean, Dooley at least had something. Like, the orange pants, that's actually a pretty cool idea. I torch
them
now.
That was cool.
But at the time, that was pretty cool. But Butch Jones, man, I mean, who? I mean, that staff, somebody let a trash can be held up on the sideline as a prop. Turnover trash can. Yeah, and it's just, I just remember watching that game. What was that, Georgia Tech? Who was that?
Yeah, Georgia Tech.
And them just, like, dancing around on the sideline with that trash can, and I just, all these memes start popping out. I'm like, I can't even get embarrassed anymore. It's just like, you just accept it. And I want to be honest with you guys. Excuse me. I'm going to kind of miss that, because I think we're actually coming out of that. There's like this point of misery where you just kind of get comfortable with it, and you kind of like, you kind of love it. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
where Davey is. Lovable loser.
That's me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't miss a home game when I was in college or law school. Like, I made it 7 straight years without missing a game that started with Dooley's last year and went all the way to Pruitt's first year. So you just got to embrace it.
Maybe it's you.
Well, the nice thing I got kicked out of the Georgia State game, and
I didn't get to watch that one.
I wish I got kicked out of that game.
I know. I was supposed to leave that game early, and I had to just stay and watch the
carnage,
the car wreck. I mean, when you're the lovable loser, you go to the game, and there's only two options. Like, you're going to, like, play well and win, which will be fun, or you can just laugh at yourself, which is fun, too. It's like pulling for the Cubs.
17 was that. I swear I went into every game thinking we're losing. Mm-hmm. And they went 4-8.
Yeah. There's so many. I had my RVP is from Oregon, and he flew in for that Georgia game, Butch's last year, you know, like that, where we got drummed.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, I'm hyping it up like I'm like, oh my God, man, you're gonna see, yeah, because I went up to watch Oregon play Washington, and it was all right, but I'm like, I'm just building Tennessee up. Yeah, I mean, like, how much fun it's gonna be, how awesome the game was gonna be, and
Smokey Gray.
Yeah, man. Yes, yep, Smokey Grays, man. I think that's the last time we wore them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had worn them for the Nebraska game, but then that was the last time, yeah, that was the last time we wore them.
Georgia.
That's what we're talking about. That's the game.
What do you guys take a bet Tiger actually pulls out the W this weekend?
Ooh, the W. I don't know. What's his history like at this course?
I don't know. Memorial, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even know what his odds on favor are. I mean, he's not played in quite a while, so. But he also finished on a good streak, so.
I'll say this. I mean, I guess the last time we saw him was the match with Phil and Peyton, right? Was that the last time he's played golf on television?
He was stroking it there,
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's always been the thing with Tiger, is if he can keep it straight, if he can keep it on the fairway, man, he's tough to beat. And that day, I realized the conditions stunk. I realized it was his home course, but everything was just piped down the middle. And if he can do that, like, and the putter's just not completely off, yeah, he's got a shot in every tournament.
Yeah. Well, there's some drivable par fours that I don't think, and then the course is, I don't know how they'll move it around for Jackson. It's the same course, right? They just played?
Yeah, it's Muirfield.
So, I mean, yeah, so they'll switch it around. I don't know what the length will be on it, but if he just plays with a 3-wood, just hit the 3-wood. That's all you get. That's all he was hitting with Phil and Peyton.
Yeah,
I mean, just stay in the fairway and you're 160, 150 in, and I mean, Tiger's good enough to, you know, that's a 9-iron pitching wedge for those guys. I mean, yeah, stroke it and play better. I think it's funny how on a course like that they can keep that stamp meter with what they just played was on 11. And this weekend, it'll be at 13. Hmm. Like, two totally different courses, literally.
Yeah. He has the 7th best odds this weekend, Matt, FYI. DeChambeau is 10-1. Justin Thomas, 12-1. McIlroy, 14-1. Patrick Cantlay, 15-1. Dustin Johnson, 17-1. Colin Morikawa? Does that sound right?
Yep.
He won it this week.
Mm-hmm.
22-1.
Webb Simpson up there anywhere?
Nope. John Rahm, 22-1. And Hideki Matsuyama and Tiger Woods, 25-1. Huh. Along with Victor Hovland and Webb Simpson.
That's what I was asking about.
Yeah. I just hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
I had to scroll down. 25-1.
Okay.
Same as Tiger.
All right.
Kepka, 28-1. A little low. Your boy Patrick Reed, 50-1.
Not my boy.
No, you love Patrick Reed. Big Reed guy.
No.
I'm just kidding. I don't think anybody's a big Patrick. I think Patrick Reed is a... no one likes him.
Yeah, right.
Like, nobody likes him.
Patrick Reed's not even a Patrick Reed guy.
He hates himself.
He realizes it.
Mm-hmm. Is he the one that, like, doesn't talk to his parents or something?
Yeah.
Has, like, no college friends, basically?
He just doesn't have friends at all. Or family, you know. Normally you have like
he went to Georgia and transferred to Valdosta State. That sound right?
Something like he was at Georgia at some point, but I don't know his transfer schedule.
Jason has sent me a DM that says Tiger has played this course 17 times in tournaments and won 5.
Whoa.
And he's rested and he's healthy.
Mm.
Tiger. That'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah, so we got some good golf this weekend. That'll be fun. I guess we're still a couple weeks from, 10 days from Major League Baseball and then 2 weeks from the NBA. It'll feel pretty normal once those two get going. For this time of year, I mean, you know, normally we have
baseball rolling. Baseball will feel as normal as it can be. It's going to be weird watching NBA games in, like, a gym.
No, you got the summer league this time of year. What?
They're going to be real NBA games. Like, they're going to matter. It's just going to be weird that they're going to be in just, like, a... What are they playing exactly? Is it a big arena?
No.
Basketball.
I said, where?
Aren't they in Orlando, too? Are they with the soccer guys? Just in a different bubble, like just bubbles everywhere. Where's the WNBA bubble?
I have no idea, but I just know the NBA bubble. If I had to put money on it right now, they do not finish out the season for the NBA.
I mean, did you already see where Rashawn Holmes got kicked out, or his 8 days quarantine because he stepped over the line to pick up Postmates or whatever?
No, what happened?
Yeah, he has to do 8 days of quarantine because he accidentally stepped over the line, like genuinely was a couple feet over the quarantine line.
He went to get his delivery.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Crossed the line.
Oop. Kelly Oubre tweeted out, hey, like, y'all can go pick up Postmates. Rashawn Holmes tweets out, I went to go pick up food and cross the line, can't do it. And then Kelly Oubre tweeted out, LOL, never mind.
And so a guy's got to quarantine for a week because he crossed the line.
Do they have, like, painters taped down? Like,
I want to say it's an actual door that you're not supposed to go out of, but they just keep referring to it as a line, which is,
like,
that would be dumb just to, like, have this, like, line of tape, and it's, like, do not cross, and then it's, like, if you go over it, they're then, like, all right, you're in quarantine.
It's like when Trump met the North Korean guy, and they had, like, the, like, this is my side, your side, and this
demarcation
is
zone?
Yeah, this is, like, the demilitarized, you know.
Yeah, from South North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Slightly different, in my opinion.
Is he dead? Did we ever figure
that
out?
He's not dead. No. Dead. I'm still here. He's not dead.
Yeah. We'll know when Davey just doesn't show up one day. Well, he's gone to North Korea. Take over the world. Hour 3 next.